It's her day. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House holding a South Lawn event to mark the historic confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court.
It is the greatest honor of my life to be here with you at this moment.
Jackson says she met with 97 senators during the confirmation process. Most Republicans voted against her after raising questions about her record, which she defended again today.
In every instance, I have done my level best to stay in my lane and to reach a result that is consistent with my understanding of the law and with the obligation to rule independently without fear or favor.
Jackson will be the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She says she's daunted to follow in the footsteps of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, calling the time she spent as a clerk for him an extraordinary gift. Both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris testing negative again today after several top officials tested positive for COVID this week, including Harris's communications director and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The U.S. is praising a NATO ally for delivering a badly needed weapon to Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he salutes the generosity of Slovakia for sending Ukraine the S-300 air defense system, urgently requested by President Zelensky. The Soviet-designed surface-to-air missile battery can shoot down multiple jets, helicopters, and incoming missiles from as far as 150 miles away.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Slovakia, which shares a 60-mile border with Ukraine, will get a Patriot air defense system from the U.S., manned by American soldiers. Another mass grave found in a Ukrainian town where Russian forces are already accused of killing hundreds of civilians. They're also denying an attack on a train station in eastern Ukraine where a missile strike killed at least 50 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The state of Oregon is suing a COVID testing company accused of stealing millions of dollars in federal funds.
Oregon's attorney general says the owners of the Illinois-based company called Center for COVID Control, or CCC, funneled millions in federal funds and insurance money to themselves, then boasted of buying a million-dollar mansion and luxury cars on social media. The lawsuit says the couple had no prior experience in the medical field or medical testing and had run an axe-throwing lounge and a photography studio. The suit notes that the couple is also being investigated by the FBI and Illinois public health officials. Washington State's attorney general sued CCC in January, accusing it of improperly handling tests and providing fake results. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Round two at the Masters, where Tiger Woods plays this afternoon after finishing round one in the top 10 yesterday, his comeback round after a devastating car crash last year. The main question, besides making the cut, is how his surgically repaired leg holds up. It's his first time walking 18 holes on consecutive days since the crash. The nominations are out for next month's Billboard Music Awards.
Among those making the cut, The Weeknd, Doja Cat, Olivia Rodrigo, Drake, Taylor Swift, Kanye West, and Justin Bieber. The Weeknd is a finalist in 17 categories. Doja Cat is the leading female artist as a finalist in 14 categories. This year, five new categories were added, four of which are based on Billboard's global charts. One measures viral songs.
Fox's Lillian Wu, the award show set for May 15th in Las Vegas. There's a rally on Wall Street right now for the Dow. It's up 215 points. The NASDAQ, though, dropping more than 100. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.